Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Time When You Had to Take Responsibility for a Mistake. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with questions about personal experiences, especially those involving mistakes and responsibility. One common topic that often appears in IELTS speaking tests is, "Describe a time when you had to take responsibility for a mistake." This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific question, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. The question, "Describe a time when you had to take responsibility for a mistake," typically appears in Part 2, but related questions may also come up in Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While the main question about taking responsibility for a mistake is unlikely to appear in Part 1, you may encounter related questions. Here are some examples. Do you think it's important to take responsibility for your actions? How do you feel when you make a mistake? Do you think people should always admit their mistakes? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner: Do you think it's important to take responsibility for your actions? Absolutely. I believe taking responsibility for one's actions is crucial in both personal and professional life. It demonstrates maturity and integrity, which are essential qualities in building trust and maintaining healthy relationships. When we own up to our mistakes, we not only show respect for others, but also create opportunities for personal growth and learning. Notice the use of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures, which are key to achieving a high band score. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. This is where you're most likely to encounter the main question. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a time when you had to take responsibility for a mistake. You should say what the mistake was, when and where it happened, how you took responsibility for it, and explain how you felt about the experience. Remember, you'll have 1 minute to prepare and 1 to 2 minutes to speak. Here's a sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to take responsibility for a mistake I made at work. It happened about 2 years ago when I was working as a project manager for a software development company. The mistake occurred during a crucial phase of a major project. We were developing a new application for a high-profile client, and I miscalculated the time required for testing, which led to a delay in the project timeline. As soon as I realized my error, I knew I had to take immediate action. I called an emergency meeting with my team and our client. During the meeting, I openly admitted my mistake and explained how it had impacted the project. I took full responsibility for the miscalculation and presented a detailed plan to mitigate the delay. To rectify the situation, I proposed working overtime and reallocating resources from other less urgent projects. I also offered to personally oversee the testing phase to ensure we met the new deadline without compromising quality. Taking responsibility for this mistake was a humbling experience. Initially, I felt anxious and disappointed in myself. However, as I worked through the problem, I began to feel a sense of relief and even pride in how I handled the situation. It was a valuable learning experience that taught me the importance of thorough planning and the power of honest communication. In the end, we managed to complete the project with only a minor delay, and our client appreciated our transparency and dedication. This experience strengthened my leadership skills and reinforced the importance of accountability in the workplace. Examiner's follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner may ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with sample answers. Examiner: How did this experience change your approach to project management? Candidate: This experience profoundly impacted my approach to project management. I became much more meticulous in my planning, always factoring in buffer time for unexpected issues. Additionally, I started implementing more frequent check-ins with team members to catch potential problems early. Perhaps most importantly, I learned the value of transparent communication with both my team and clients, which has significantly improved project outcomes and client satisfaction. Do you think it's always easy for people to take responsibility for their mistakes? In my opinion, taking responsibility for mistakes is often challenging for many people. It requires a great deal of courage and self-awareness. Many individuals fear the consequences or worry about damaging their reputation. However, I believe that consistently owning up to one's mistakes builds respect and trust in the long run. It's a skill that can be developed over time with practice and the right mindset. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. Why do you think some people find it difficult to admit their mistakes? Candidate: There are several reasons why people might struggle to admit their mistakes. Firstly, there's the fear of consequences. People worry about potential punishment or negative repercussions. Secondly, admitting mistakes can be a blow to one's ego or self-esteem. Many individuals have a strong desire to maintain a positive self-image, and acknowledging errors can feel like a threat to that image. Additionally, in some cultures or organizations, there might be a stigma attached to making mistakes. If people work in an environment where errors are heavily criticized or penalized, they're naturally going to be more reluctant to admit them. Lastly, some people may lack the emotional intelligence or self-awareness to recognize their mistakes in the first place. It takes a certain level of maturity and introspection to be able to critically evaluate one's own actions and identify areas for improvement. Examiner: How can companies create a culture where employees feel comfortable admitting their mistakes? Candidate: Creating a culture where employees feel safe admitting mistakes is crucial for organizational growth and innovation. There are several strategies companies can employ to foster such an environment. Firstly, leadership plays a vital role. When leaders model vulnerability by openly discussing their own mistakes and learnings, it sets a powerful example for the rest of the organization. This top-down approach can help normalize the idea that mistakes are opportunities for growth rather than reasons for punishment. Secondly, companies can implement a no-blame policy when it comes to honest mistakes. This doesn't mean ignoring errors, but rather focusing on problem-solving and learning instead of finger-pointing. Encouraging a growth mindset across the organization can help shift the perception of mistakes from failures to learning opportunities. Another effective strategy is to reward honesty and proactive problem solving. When employees take responsibility for their mistakes and propose solutions, this behavior should be recognized and appreciated. This positive reinforcement can encourage others to do the same. Lastly, providing regular feedback and creating open channels of communication can help create an atmosphere of trust. When employees feel that they can have honest conversations with their managers and colleagues without fear of retribution, they're more likely to be upfront about their mistakes. By implementing these strategies, companies can create a culture of psychological safety where employees feel comfortable admitting and learning from their mistakes, ultimately leading to increased innovation and productivity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to taking responsibility for mistakes. Accountability. Noun: the fact of being responsible for what you do and able to give a satisfactory reason for it. Example: taking accountability for your actions is a sign of maturity. Own up to, phrasal verb. To admit that you have done something wrong or are responsible for something bad. Example: it takes courage to own up to your mistakes. Rectify, tify, verb, to correct something or make it right. Example: I immediately took steps to rectify the error in the report. Mitigate, mitdate, verb, to make something less harmful, unpleasant, or bad. Example: we implemented new procedures to mitigate the risk of similar mistakes in the future. Transparent. Adjective: open and honest, not trying to hide anything. Example: being transparent about our mistakes helped us maintain our clients' trust. Humbling experience. Phrase: an experience that makes you feel less proud or important. Example: Making such a public mistake was a humbling experience that taught me valuable lessons. Take the initiative, TTIV phrase, to be the first to take action in a particular situation. Example, I took the initiative to inform the client about the delay caused by my mistake. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS examiner, here are my top tips for scoring high on this type of question. Be specific. Provide concrete details about the mistake and how you took responsibility. Use a range of tenses. The nature of this question allows you to demonstrate your ability to use past, present, and even future tenses. Show reflection. Discuss what you learned from the experience and how it changed your approach. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to the topic. Maintain fluency. Practice your answer to ensure smooth delivery without long pauses. Demonstrate critical thinking. In part 3, analyze the broader implications of taking responsibility for mistakes. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly rehearse answering questions like this, focusing on fluency, vocabulary, and grammar. With consistent effort, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about taking responsibility for mistakes in your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on handling challenging topics in IELTS speaking, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to resolve a misunderstanding. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.